Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, action, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. I love that crackling fire. Now, if we can make it, there we go. I'm so glad that you have found us again, or for the first time here at Spark. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it's such a pleasure to spend some time with you, sharing amazing people and ideas that could be the spark to ignite a positive change in your life. And before I introduce my amazing guest for this podcast segment, I would ask that we first spend some brief seconds in silence, sending out positive energy to people who are suffering in the world, whether from natural disasters, grief and loss, for death in their family, for being in situations of violence personally or as a nation such as Ukraine. Thank you for spending just a few seconds in that space. And take a deep breath. Every time people send out that positive thought, energy, and vibration, it makes a difference. And that goes so well with our topic this evening. I will tell you very little about my guests because, as always, I like to let them talk about themselves. I will say I am very honored to know Ms. Lynn Sullivan. I met her in a program we are both participating in together. And I've gotten to learn more about her passion and her work with energy healing and her journey there, as well as her continued growth in that field and reaching more and more people. So I am honored to share her work with you tonight. And so without further ado, we'll talk about that energy healing and her passion. Now we're going to make sure I push the right button. There we go. Welcome, Lynn.
Greetings, Melanie. Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So let's start with that very first question, which is, what is it you would like listeners to know about you, Lynn?
Oh, okay. It's one of those, how do I answer this? I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I have a husband and two college-age sons. I have worked in many different jobs, primarily food service and the retail industry. And about 12 years ago, I was introduced to the world of energy healing. And my life has kind of taken off and expanded from there.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you, but before I do, really want to emphasize to people that wherever you are now is not necessarily where you will stay. And the path to our ever-evolving purpose, excuse me, is not necessarily a straight line. And so being open to lessons learned along the way and opportunities that appear may lead you to something bigger and better, as it has with Lynn. So you said 12 years ago you were introduced to energy work. So how did either you find it or did it find you?
Well, we have to back it up just a little bit to my the summer before my junior year in high school. That was 1980. And I was marching with the Toledo Glassman Drum and Bugle Corps at that time in Toledo, Ohio. And back then, we didn't do things like stretching and core strength and stretching when you were done. And at the end of the season, I had injured my knees and my hips to the point where there were times when I was walking and my hip joint would not hold my weight.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, it was kind of scary. And so my mom took me to the doctor. And, of course, this was a surgeon. And so his answer to that was, oh, well, we have to do surgery on your knees to fix the problem. And me being a 15-year-old girl and thinking to what my dad's knees look like with having, this is 1980, so having surgery, it looked like he had earthworms on the sides of his legs because the scars were raised. And my response was, there's no way in heck you're going to do that to my legs. And so my mom, being the librarian and researcher that she was, found this lady by the name of Bonnie Pruden. And Bonnie Pruden had a system called myotherapy, which translates to muscle therapy. And today we would call it either acupressure or trigger point therapy. And by pressing on different muscles in my legs, I learned how to manage what was going on with my body. And so, like I said, I was about 15, maybe 16 at the time. And then she found that Bonnie was doing an in-person workshop up in Detroit. And so we drove up there for the day and did the workshop. And, you know, my focus at that time was, you know, on learning how to do this so I could continue to walk. And my mom had the tendency to get migraines really bad, and especially driving in an unfamiliar city. So I believe this event took place on a college campus. And so in the waiting room where the ladies' room, there were couches and sofas, and she was laying down on a sofa with something over her eyes to help with the migraine. And this woman came up to her who was in the class with us, and she's like, oh, what's wrong? And then she's like, is it okay if I help you with that? And so I'm watching this lady talking to my mom, and my mom's all like, yeah, sure, if you've got something that could help me. And I watch this lady kind of like wave her hands around my mom's head. She never actually touched my mom's head, but she was just waving her hands around it. And, you know, a couple minutes later, she's like, how do you feel now? And my mom opened her eyes and she's like, the migraine's gone. And that was my first experience of energy healing, even though at the time I didn't know what it was or, you know, that I would be doing it later on in life. And so that, in my senior year in high school, I had a ruptured appendix, and normally, you know, when your appendix ruptures, it's really painful and you notice something. However, I was one of those unfortunate people who every month I would get cramps so bad that I would be in bed for a day or two. And when my appendix ruptured, it was just like, oh, it just hurts a little worse this month, not really thinking that there were other things going on with it. And so then, you know, I was out of school for a month. It took a while to get back to healing. And then I went to college, dropped out of college, and started working as a restaurant manager. Now, the thing about the Glassman Drum and Bugle Corps and restaurant management that is really good for me is that they were both learning by doing. And for me, it made sense because there was instruction and then there was physical activity and then there was more instruction and then there was more physical activity. At the time that I dropped out of college, I did not know that I was dyslexic. And until last year, I did not realize that I am ADHD. So finding something that worked was really cool. And then many years passed, and I was at an event. It was one of those holistic festivals, and I was helping a friend at a booth, and they're like, oh, we don't need you right now. We got it covered. Why don't you go listen to one of the speakers or go walk around and check out what's going on? And I'm like, okay. So I looked at the list of speakers, and there's this guy talking about the energy of stones. And I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of interesting. So I went in there and I listened to his lecture, and he passed around stones and we got to keep a couple of them. And at the end, he opened it up for a Q&A. And this lady, a couple of rows in front of me, raised her hand, and she, what should I do for, I'm considering a job change. What should I do? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, that's the stupidest question ever to ask a total stranger. And so she got an answer that she seemed incredibly satisfied with. So I raised my hand, and I asked the same question. And at the time, I didn't know about people who worked with guides. And so what he was doing, he was not coming up with the answer. He was consulting with his guides, and they were giving him information. And so when I asked, he consulted for a significantly longer period of time than when he asked about the lady in front of me. And, you know, he's like, you just like stuff to be done, don't you? And I said, absolutely. And he consulted some more, and then he said, quantum touch, next. And I'm like, what the heck is quantum touch? And I need to write this down so I don't forget it. And so when I got home, I went to the bookstore, because this was a bit before Amazon was a thing, and I ordered the book, Quantum Touch, and then I found the website, and they had an online class that you can purchase, and so I conned one of my friends coming over and taking the class with me so I would have someone to do it with, and she and I did the class, but again, back then, there was a lot of buffering going on, so it took forever to get through the class, but she and I both learned a lot, and she uses it with her family to this day. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. I like this. And then I looked on the website again, and I'm like, oh, there's a lady teaching about 30 minutes from where I live in a couple of weeks. I think I'll take the class. And so I took the class in Quantum Touch, and the weekend, it was like a Saturday and a Saturday class. So I took the two classes. I got home. I realized that we had purchased an herbal flea collar for our tiny chihuahua. And not looking at it or noticing it, it had rubbed all the fur off of his neck where the collar was touching him. And it was red and it was angry. And we knew that it hurt. So we got the collar off. And so I'm like, okay, I just learned this energy healing stuff. Let me see if it works. So I called him, and he came over, and I sat him on my lap, and I just held my hands, not touching his neck, but just kind of around the area of his neck where it was hurting. And I just breathed and did the things that I had learned in class. And this chihuahua sat there for 15 minutes, and he finally started wiggling, and I knew it was time for him to be done, so I set him down on the ground, and off he ran. And, you know, I kind of was looking at what his neck look like later on in the evening, and it looked not as red. It looked a little more pink. So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe there is something to this. And then the next day I did the same thing. I sat down and I said, Taco, do you want some energy? And he immediately came running over to me. It was funny because I'm the cat person in the family, not the dog person. And I picked him up and I put him on my lap and I just repeated the same process. And after about 15 minutes, he was done. So I set him down and off he went. And by the end of that night, it was really, it changed in, you know, 24, 36 hours from an angry red to a pink. And that really caught my attention. I'm like, okay, I think there's something to all this stuff. And so that was kind of my beginning with doing energy healing.
That is such an interesting story. And doubly interesting because when you mentioned the Glassman, I'm thinking about the time frame. I've been a fan of drum corps since the 70s when I was watching them and had an opportunity to do drills for auxiliary flags when I was teaching because the band director really didn't want to. And so my sister teach me, plus what I'd watched from DCI. And then my son has competed in drum corps. And right now this weekend, he's marching with a Winter Guard.
Fun.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, Lynn, I didn't know we had that in common.
Yeah.
I love doing interviews because I always learn more about the people that I'm talking with. And I truly have experienced so much divine synchronicity about being open to people who are showing up in my life and how we can support one another or serve one another. And, you know, understanding about being open to possibility. I had a sports injury in high school, and I did have to have knee surgery from a softball injury. And so, yeah, I slid upside down. Well, instead of my knee the right way, it was upside down. So when the girl stepped on it, the doctor said he'd never seen a knee look like that, and there's no way it should have physically happened. I'm like, well, thank you. And then his next sentence was, and you should be grateful you're ever going to walk again.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. So, you know, after like 6 months of all the steps I had to go through with the healing process, and then, you know, when I'm ready to, you know, is there a brace I can wear to compete? No. But I did have to go back and have a second surgery probably 3 years later. They had different technology. And then I did have a brace, and then I was playing racquetball and tennis. He probably wasn't thrilled with me, but I don't remember if I told him. And so sometimes there are things that we want to do that we will find a way to do. And, you know, where I am now with what I have learned about energy and experienced myself with tapping or emotional freedom technique and other aspects of vibration and energy. So I want to talk a little bit more about that energy. And I'm so fascinated by that story because of all the different synchronicities that happen for you finding the course and inviting someone to do it with you and then taking another course. And even though you might have been a bit skeptical, still being open-minded enough when you tried it to see what happened because that expectation makes such a difference. You know, it's like I told my son, if you think something is not going to work, you're absolutely right. So we just won't try it. Right.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that they kind of drilled into us at the Brennan School was always be curious. Whether I'm working with a client or whether I'm learning a new skill or whether I'm, you know, deciding how to progress with my business. Instead of judging, just be curious. Just, hey, what would happen if I try this?
Yes. And oftentimes I can express that in when I'm working presenting concepts that may be a little bit outside what people are expecting when I'm talking about the brain and neuroscience and how things don't operate the way we grew up thinking they did. I ask people to approach the information like a child. A child always wants to know why. How does it work? And it's that same curiosity. So it's like have a childlike mind. And and like, oh, okay, because then it's playful and it's curious and it's not, the judgment can come after, later, but right now, think about, wow, the possibilities and being open. And so that mindset, you're right, makes such a difference when working with clients. And this reminded me that I need to make sure I make that more, not cognizant, is not the word, but more direct instead of implied about being curious, because you're absolutely right. And so being willing to be open to what might work, because there's, as my son and other people say, oh, Mom, that's just so woo-woo, right, which is the label people give to things when I don't really understand it, I'm not sure it works, so I'll just lump it in with that, quote, woo-woo category. Have you ever had anyone do that when you're talking energy work?
There are times, I have one of my sons kind of rolls his eyes when I talk about it, and the other one is like, whenever, you know, there's a problem, or he's like, Mom, you got oils for that? Where's the cat? Can she come and purr on me? You know, just, it's interesting how they're very different.
Yes, exactly. And so I need to flip over to the other screen here. So on this journey and with your experience, it sounds like it was a bit gradual in terms of you learning more about energy and about healing. And so then as you continued, did you experience healing yourself through energy?
But
before we do that, I got to back up. Before, I just realized I skipped a very important question. Lynn, how do you define or explain energy healing?
I think the easiest way to connect with people to make that definition is if you have a small child and they're outside playing and they fall down, as a parent or grandparent, the first thing that we go do is go and pick them up and hug them and give them kisses. So what we're doing in essence is we're laying hands on, we're checking them to make sure they're okay, and we're giving them our love. Because most of the time it's just like something minor, or they scraped a knee and they just need a Band-Aid, and it's in quantum touch we always say that I'm not the healer, the client is the healer. And the reason for that is what my job is to maintain a high frequency of energy. And normally when you're sick or when you've been injured, your energy is going to be a lot lower. And so it's my job as a healer to remind the client of where their energy should be and to help their body in bringing that energy level back up to where it's supposed to be.
Okay, and that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, and technically, because I am not a doctor and I'm not trained as a medical person, I can't fix anything. I can't heal anything because that's not what I'm legally allowed to do. And so I don't know if any of your listeners have been around the essential oil community for a while, but about 5 years ago, the FDA really came down on essential oil companies for making medical claims. And so in the essential oil community, we would start talking about how we support things. And the FDA is now doing something similar with energy healers. And so we need to talk about how we support things instead of fix things or heal things.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
On the one hand, because, yeah, there are issues with pharmaceuticals that I personally have with so many side effects that I think there are more natural ways to address problems that our body is having that don't necessarily involve side effects worse than the problem. And I'm not
right.
a doctor either, but I do know there are some things around alternatives to Western pharmaceutical medicine that
mm-hmm.
can be beneficial. Are there times when we need medication? Yes. Are there times
Definitely.
When other therapies are helpful? Yes. So,
mm-hmm.
and whenever you have someone who's unethical about what they're saying, then that starts the whole domino effect of, well, we're just going to blanket the whole industry
right.
rather than, you know, really looking at it. And I think the energy, with energy and vibration and the quantum field and how physics is catching up to how everything is energy and how everything is connected in the quantum field. This is another conversation, listeners, that we'll have later, probably with another guest I'm going to program with. Because, again, as a lifelong learner, when science does catch up to things that work, things that Native Americans, shaman would use, and
mm-hmm.
that Eastern religions would practice for healing, but they didn't have the science to measure it in the way that they could say, okay, we understand how it works. And a lot of science
yeah.
is just, we got to understand it. And sometimes it's, we can show something works, but we can't explain the why or how. And that's been a challenge,
yeah.
I think, with energy work and vibrational work, and healing touch has been an area my sister went into doing healing touch, which, again, she says the same thing. I don't do anything. It's through me, and I'm assisting
right.
clients, but I don't do it. And that it's,
yeah.
it's a very different way of thinking. And so being open to what's happening with energy and giving people opportunities to experience and address their own energy and vibration levels. And I'm guessing you might be familiar with, what his name's going to escape me, is it Hale Dworkin's numerical theory of emotion, where he actually mm-hmm. measured the vibration of each emotional state.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Power versus Force is the name of the book. And
yeah.
And so as he did that research around the vibration that happened with those different emotions, and people can relate to how they feel, but
mm-hmm.
hadn't necessarily thought about there's a way you measure the energy of that feeling.
Right.
This is such a huge topic, Lynn. We could talk for hours about this, so I don't want to go too far into that rabbit hole. However, What the Bleep Do We Know was a fascinating movie, which not a lot of people saw. Which really
yeah.
began to open up the molecules of emotion and energy and all sorts of things that were so much at the beginning of quantum research in the quantum field. And
yeah.
when you said it was called quantum touch, that's immediately where my mind went, was the quantum
mm-hmm.
field and physics. So knowing that there is that. There's so much that we're still learning and gaining more insight and understanding to.
Mm-hmm.
People go, okay, the science is great, but I don't know if all these testimonials are real or somebody's just trying to snow me, quote unquote, or they're just
yeah.
saying this so they'll spend money. So I wanted to invite you to talk about your personal experience with energy and healing.
Oh, there's so many ways I can go here.
Well, I'll trust it. We'll start with one and see where we go. How about that?
Okay. we recently had the 10th anniversary of Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's listening who isn't familiar with that, that was a time when a school massacre happened. And I had children just a little bit older than the children that died in that school. And I also knew that I had been taking Quantum Touch and playing around with it for about a year at that point. And I was like, okay, I know the skill set that I can use to help people. They don't have to be in my neighborhood. They can be across the country or across the world. And I need to decide if I'm going to play with this or if I'm going to get serious about it. And so that was kind of the catalyst for me to make a choice. And I decided, all right, I'm going to become a practitioner. And so they were in process of changing their requirements to become a practitioner from 60 hours of practice with clients to 90 hours. I was really pushing to get it done before that switch happened. And so one of the things that I did, they have a meditation called the 12 color meditation. And how it started was there was this woman named Mary who, when she looked at people, could see 12 colors in every person's body. And she saw this in animals. She saw this in everything in nature. And when she really started looking, she noticed that when people were deficient in a particular color, that a certain disease process showed up. So she worked with one of the Quantum Touch instructors, and they came up with this meditation to do. And the meditation was about 30 minutes a day for 21 days. And I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of hours that I could get towards doing my practitionership. And so I started doing this on February 1st of the year that I was doing it. And about 2 weeks into doing this meditation every day, my period started. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't have cramps. I didn't have any, you know, low back problems or tenderness or any of the things that always accompanied my period every single month since I started having a period. And I'm like, this is weird. And then I was like, and if just doing this meditation with these 12 colors is going to physically change my body, because I tried everything. I tried, you know, 800 milligram Tylenol. I tried birth control pills. I tried doing the Bonnie Pruden muscle points that always gave me problems when every month, and nothing worked long term until then. And so that gave me the incentive to continue doing that on a daily basis past the 21 days that I was intending to do it. And the other challenge that I had at that point in time was plantar fasciitis. And I was working retail at that point, on my feet, up and down stairs, all that kind of stuff. And about 8 or 9 months into doing this meditation every day, one morning I woke up and I put my feet on the floor and there was no pain.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, this stuff does work. And some things it works quickly on, and some things the change takes time. But it works.
Well, and that was also, I think, sometimes we are so into quick fixes, which is why people want to take pills. because it's like, yeah, I can get immediate relief from pain, but that doesn't address the cause of the pain. And
exactly,
whether that's realigning your muscle tissue or changing your body chemistry or nutrition, all of those other aspects. And
yeah,
so working with or being in a place of, you know, mindfulness right now is very popular, about being in the moment, about paying attention to your breath work, to your emotional state, because we have gotten even more focused on being a human doing and all the things we have to do and the stress that comes with that. And we forget about being and the value of, we are a human being and being and enjoying and being present. Yes. And so with your experience personally, and this is just my observation recently, I have seen you do more expanding as well as narrowing your focus with what you are doing in the area of healing. So as let's talk about that a little bit first and then some successes you've had with clients. So where is it that you're focused now?
June of this year, I graduated from the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which is a four-year energy healing program. It's like there are probably maybe two or three other energy healing schools in the world that are that deep in terms of the skill sets that the people have when they get done. And about 2.5 years ago, one of the things that I was kind of touched on was that I noticed that people going through chemotherapy were going into their chemo treatments very stressed. It was the pandemic, so that they weren't allowed to have people in there with them, like family or friends. And it was stressful and chaotic, and I wanted to see if I could help with that. And one of the methods of teaching at the Brennan School is guided meditations. So I've had a lot of exposure to different ways and methods of listening to and creating guided meditations. So I decided that I would make this little questionnaire and send it to the clients, and then they would fill it out, and then I would create a personalized guided meditation for them based on what their focus was. And every single person that used one of these said, oh, my God, that was so fabulous to have that with me so that I could feel safe, so that I could feel confident that I was being cared for, so that I could be in a state of gratitude for the people that were there serving me. And so when I graduated, I knew that I would do something with meditations. And I have since decided that I kind of want to focus my practice on working with people who are going through chemo, because there's a lot of meditation can help with a lot of the stress. Because even, you know, I had a friend just like last week, and I saw her post say something about, oh, I had to go back in for my, I don't know, 3 month, 6 month checkup to make sure that the cancer hadn't come back. And I could just tell the stress coming off that post that she put on there. And, you know, we shouldn't be, if someone is ill, we should not be adding more stress to their lives. We should be taking off as much as we can.
Yeah.
So that's one of my focuses. And then the other thing that I'm doing is I'm doing a daily group meditation, and it's based on the 12-color meditation that I talked about earlier, because I know that that works so amazingly well. And what each person does in this group is they choose what they want to focus on for the month. So, for example, I had some, for this month, some people were focusing on nutritional health, PTSD, focus, living without fear, eye issues. So it's just, you know, it's a variety of stuff that that person particularly wants to focus on. And then I teach them how to create an affirmation to support moving through what they view as a problem to getting on the other side and, you know, making life different. And that's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed group meditations are a bit different than working one-on-one with a client, and it's just a different energy, and they're both fun.
Awesome. So do you have openings now for your group meditation program in January?
I do. There are spaces still available, and I do 30 minutes of work every day for the group, Monday through Friday, and $50 for the whole month. And just for reference, a private session one-on-one with me is $100. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yes. It sounds exciting. And as a way to learn more, for people to connect with you, to work with you, and starting in a group capacity,
uh-huh.
if that fits better for them. So there is a link in the show notes for Lynn's January program if you are listening mm-hmm. to this before January. If you're listening to this during January, can people still reach out if you have openings?
I will take new people in like the first 3 days of like, so second, third, and fourth. After that, I kind of like to have the group solidified with the number of people and the energies that are in there.
Okay.
And I'm planning to do this every month. So if you're interested and you don't hear this until later in January, you can always send me an email and I can send you the link when the next one comes out.
Awesome. And Lynn's website is in the show notes as well, so that you mm-hmm. can connect with her whenever you listen to the recording of this podcast, for those who are catching it that way. So mm-hmm. would you believe, Lynn, that we're 3/4 of the way through our interview?
Wow.
I know. That's my favorite moment to tell my guests, because that's usually the reaction. That's like, whoa, where did the time go? Which is really the experience that I'm hoping that you have, because that often means our listeners are as well. So mm-hmm. before we open it up for questions, I do have one more question for you, and that is you did share generally about how people have had a positive experience with the personal guided meditation that you created for them as they're going mm-hmm. through chemo. Is there another example of success with energy work with clients that you'd like to share?
Sure. One of the reasons I continued doing this, a friend posted a picture of her probably 7 or 8 year old daughter on Facebook one morning. And the girl's hand was like the pointer finger and the thumb were kind of normal. And the other 3 fingers were curled in, and she hadn't been able to move her fingers in 8 or 9 days at that point. And they'd gone to a number of different doctors, and she was sitting in the surgeon's office when this picture was taken. And I'm like, please, please bring her to me. Please. You know, the last thing I want is a small child having surgery on her hand. She's a violinist.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And so the mom brought her the next day before I left for work. And what I was trying to do was remind her body to reestablish the flow of energy from, you know, her spine all the way down to her hands. And I spent about 45 minutes working on just her shoulder down to her fingers. And while I was doing the work, her fingers were moving, but not, she wasn't moving them. They were just kind of pulsing. And her pointer finger and her thumb, by the time that we got finished, were able to move a bit. And honestly, I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping for more, or maybe even expecting more. And so I'm like, well, just, you know, relax it for today. See what she can do. Sometimes energy healing takes a little while. And so I went to work and was there all day and got home. And after dinner, I opened my Facebook page, and the picture that I saw was her hand fully stretched out.
Oh,
fully
that
open.
Is wonderful.
Cry. And that's why I do this work, because I know how powerful it can be.
Wow. And that saved her from so much trauma to the body from surgery and anesthesia. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a powerful story.
Yeah.
And that part of our discussion on, and you were going to say?
Well, and then I've worked on numerous members of this family, and the girl's older brother had a similar situation. As I was working on him, something didn't feel right, and I couldn't put my finger on what was going on. And, you know, I just looked at the mom, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It should be working. It should be clearing itself out. But, you know, I think it was his wrist was the problem with this. And, again, he's a strings player. And so, you know, I'm like, I don't think there's anything more I can do. So I left, and a couple of days later, I checked back in just to see what was going on. And she's like, well, we found out what the problem was. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what? And she's like, well, he got an F on one of his papers, and he didn't want to tell us about it. And so his mind was clenching up the nerves, and once he told us about it and came clean with what was going on and the stress left his body, he was easily able to move his wrist again.
That is also powerful and speaks so much to how our emotions and our thoughts impact our physical body.
Yeah.
Wow. I am going to give our phone number out to see if anyone who is listening live has questions for you. And that number is 347-215-8390. If you have questions for Lynn about energy work and that you would like to ask her. And again, if you're listening to the replay of this, absolutely go to her website, contact her to get your questions answered or to find out if working with her would be a good fit. So,
yeah,
I've given the number again. Yes.
Okay. I do have free 15-minute phone consultation. So if people just want to call and see if we're a fit or ask questions, please be welcome to do that.
Oh, awesome. So now you can can link up, connect with, when to really get your questions answered. Because, you know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, and sometimes it's just having someone that you've heard, and if you resonate with what she's talking about and just want to find out more, please reach out and connect with her. So as we're waiting to see if anyone calls, I want to move through to make sure we have time for these last few questions. So we talked about that one of the things on the horizon for you is this January program that you're launching in the next few days. And people can access that group program through your website. Was there anything else that's coming for you that you wanted to talk about?
Possibly, but I'm not ready to talk about it yet because we just came up with the idea yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely let me know because I can always add it to the show notes for people who are listening later and they can reach out to you. Awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm also excited that when we talked about this interview that you shared, you have a special offer for my listeners. Please tell us about that.
Well, I do have on my website a 5-day meditation exploration. So if you're not sure that meditation is for you, if you're just curious, you can go to my website. It should be on the main page on the bottom. And it's just each day you'll receive a meditation. They're kind of different. Some focus on internal things or physical things or work-life things. And it just is an opportunity to get a taste of what meditation might be like.
Awesome. And they can find that on your website, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And before I ask you that very last question, I do want to share with listeners, because I forgot to say it at the beginning, but the new community book project, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, the 2023 edition, is out. I am one of the contributors in that book in December, and the title of my 200-word essay is 5 years from now. And so each day of the year has a 200-word essay, a quote, and there's a Meet the Authors page. There are charities the authors support. It's a great project. And if you want just a short kickoff to your day or the end of your day where you can feel some gratitude, share some humor, inspiration, this is a great resource. And it's available on Amazon. And if you happen to listen to this on the 28th of December, 2022, the Kindle edition is free. So thank you for those of you who already have it. And for those who will take a look at it, it's a great resource. I love it because I read it every day and hence submitted an essay to be in it. So thank you so much for that. I also want to tell my listeners I just launched a new Facebook group called Brain Boosters. It's tips and strategies to get the best performance from your brain and mind. You can find that on Facebook. And launching in January is the Superwoman Sanctuary program, which is a membership program to support superwomen to drop their capes and live their best lives, because doggone it, we are working so hard, ladies, and we think that we're the only ones that are failing and screwing up. And guess what? We all have those challenges and we deserve to be supported. And in the Superwoman Sanctuary, that's the goal. So stay tuned for more about that. And you can always find me with my links here, and you can find me in the Brain Booster Facebook group and also here. So that said, Miss Lynn, what are the three most important ideas you want listeners to take away from our interview?
Well, the first one is that I believe that someone from each family should know energy healing, just like someone from each family should know first aid. Second is anyone can learn this skill. It's not a divine gift. It is something just like anything else that you learn and you practice And the more you learn and the more you practice, the better you get. And the third thing, and this is something that we really focused on at the Brennan School, was be curious. If you go into something going, oh, that's not going to work, or, oh, I'm not going to like that, yeah, that's what's going to happen. But if you step back and go, huh, I wonder what that's going to be like, or I wonder if I'll like it. And by changing your mental framework to being curious, a lot more things open up than you'd ever have considered in the past. So
those are three very, very powerful ideas. And it, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but in the last 24 hours, I saw something around how our perspective determines whether we see opportunities or we see obstacles.
Yep.
And that is a choice, and it's a skill that you can learn how to do. It's something I help my clients do is how do you choose your perspective and reframe so that you can see the opportunities over the obstacles. So as we wrap up, Lynn, thank you so much for being with me and sharing your experience and your perspective with energy healing and quantum touch and energy work. It is such a growing field that more people are learning about. And I loved your idea that there's at least one person in every family should know about energy healing. And I definitely agree with you. I think we're headed that way, which is exciting. So, yeah, because when I tell people I'm sending them positive healing energy, that's exactly what I mean. And so it's more than words. And have I been trained to do it? No. Can I feel I do it? Yes. And so I know with more training would be even more powerful. So as we move forward, please reach out to Lynn, learn more about what it is that she's doing, her contact information. And as always, we hope that you find at least one idea that you learned or relearned here on this podcast and take action on that one idea, because that may be the spark that ignites a positive change in your life. Until next time, please stay safe, and I hope you choose to create and enjoy an amazing day as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch as only you can. Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.